This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We got to get Reed a job here on the show because there's a lot of people really interested in old Reed in our conversation from him last hour. And for the record, I did not call him stupid, but he evidently thinks I called him stupid. He called Manny back all hot. What did he say, Manny? I called him stupid, right? Isn't that what he told you?
Yeah, he was just kind of like, you know, I don't know if you should be calling people stupid. I don't know.
No, I agree. Guess what? I'm going to agree with Reed. We shouldn't be calling people stupid. I think what he's referring to is we had a lot of reaction to the conversation with Reed, and one of them was you can't argue with stupid. So,
right, that's when somebody texted in.
Right. And
a little different than you calling him stupid.
Number one, I didn't say he was stupid. Number two, I think I could argue that the texter is suggesting the arguments are stupid. Not saying, Reed, you are stupid, but whatever. You know, I mean, you know. So, Reed, wasn't me. If you'd like us to match you up with the person who thinks differently there, and you can argue till you're blue in the face. Another one of my favorite texts was... someone that said, the guy calls you biased, but he says you're never going to change his mind. So,
who's a liberal? You're a liberal, not a conservative.
That too. I don't even want to hear that. That's the dumbest thing ever. Todd is obsessed with the fact that he thinks I'm a liberal, not a conservative. It's corny. But anyway,
you're a liberal, not a conservative.
Thank you.
I just don't think anybody's ever said that before.
Put that away, Todd. Put it away.
Nobody's ever said that before. You have to admit that.
Yeah, but true, probably. I guess. I don't know. I don't keep track of such things.
You weren't expecting to come onto the show today and have somebody say those words to you. You have
Here's
to admit
the deal.
That.
Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we've proven all opinions are welcome here. Regardless of your viewpoint, we really appreciate all viewpoints. This show is called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. So rather than run around and bellyache and, hey, you never listen to anybody else on the other side, you know, just call the program and tell us what you believe and have a conversation. And even, you know, in his case, it's kind of going from one thing to the next and didn't really want to hear any answers and then flat out told us we weren't going to change his mind. That's okay, too.
And heck, we even called him.
Full disclosure. Well,
we reached out.
He left a message, which you can do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. You press 1, leave a message. He said, you know, that he believed that Senators Heitkamp, Hovind, and Congressman Kramer were corrupt. We're taking money and getting money for their support of the Dakota Access Pipeline, and that we never talk about anything on the other side, and I should call him and debate him. So we took him up on his offer and had him right here on the program. There you go. And I'm happy to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Chris Berg is going to be here in a little bit. He had Dave Archimaux on last night. I want to spend a little time breaking down what he had to say. But I want to talk about one other thing in a moment here. And this is going to sound a little condescending, like I'm trying to say the debate's over. I believe the debate is largely over on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site. There are things left, but this week's swift action by the Trump administration suggests they're going to be very different than the Obama administration was. We have sources within the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that tell us the agency was furious with the political intervention that the Obama administration exerted on them. They all got cocky. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they thought this thing was just going to, you know, they were going to be able to steamroll this thing. Well, Trump won, and everything changed. And we saw that yesterday with his executive memoranda saying, let's go. Specifically, 7 or 8 memoranda, Keystone XL pipeline, Dakota Access, tying it to jobs, energy infrastructure. Let's go. So now there will be legal action, but that hasn't gone too well for the tribe today. It really hasn't. Their successes have been with the Obama administration disrupting protocol. So I believe, this is Scott Hannon's opinion, but this thing is very near the end. And I don't even get the sense that other than a few dead enders, like Chase Iron Eyes trying to stir things up and make a name for himself, that a lot of people are buying into this clarion call to come in and protest and everything else. I also believe law enforcement, locally, National Guard, Highway Patrol, the county deputies, Martin County leading it, but other counties involved, law enforcement as well, are ready for whatever comes in a way that will be different than what happened before. Okay? And I believe that federal law enforcement will also be there, because there again you have a very different situation there. Okay? So this is all leading me to believe that this thing's about done. And I don't believe there's going to be the protests there were before. I believe there's a stronger law enforcement presence with federal joining state. Even if there is, it'll be stood down. The pipeline's going to be built. The boring's going to be done. The oil's going to be flowing in this pipeline. And this thing is over with, okay? Now, you can argue about treaty rights, and you can play some you know, different games along those lines. But it's largely over. So my point is, rather than debate, oh, what about the North Route? What about rerouting it? What about the water? All the tired arguments that have been asked and answered dozens of times. Can we move on to something that actually has the potential to make a difference in the lives of people who live right here? I have said before, and I'll say again, I am very committed. I want to pledge this right here on the air for God and everybody to hear. I will help in any way that we can lend our voice to any cause, Native American, tribal related, that protects children, that fights the chains of addiction, that can improve the health or well-being of our Native neighbors. Unemployment. Why don't we talk about the potential that the Mandan MHA tribe be a prime example, three affiliated tribes, and what they've done. They've seen the potential of resources of oil under there, and what have they done? Hundreds of businesses created to meet the need. And you have a unemployment rate vastly lower than many other places. So there's another one. There's a lot of things we could do. Can we focus our energy there? Can we talk about ways to help? And not everybody's going to want to go along. Fine. Let them just be a broken record and talk about treaty rights and whatever. But let's take all of our energy, and rather than make the same argument we've made 1,000 times while this thing goes on, and say, let's roll up our sleeves, do some good here. Let's do some good. There is third world-like poverty on our Native American reservations. This is the United States of America. That shouldn't be. What can we do to help? All right? What can we do to fight the chains of addiction that have the grips on the Native American population to a much greater percent than other North Dakotans? Why? What's going on there? How can we be a beacon of light and help? Wouldn't that make more sense? I sure think so. I want your take on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pucklich Chevrolet. It is Wednesday. That means Wednesday Wheels Day. And did you know our friends at Pucklich have locations not only in Bismarck? Many folks know that. Popular location there, but also in Valley City. And this week, the Wednesday Wheels SUV is a sharp ride. It's a 2013 Acadia. Remember, Todd drove one of these. He liked it.
I loved it.
Four-wheel drive, SLT, and it is sharp. I'm looking at it right now. Here's the best part of it, though, okay? So the market price on that baby is $26,995. And there's the Pucklich price. So there's the market price and the Pucklich price. Getting a great deal on a great vehicle. And a lot of times the good folks at Pucklich, they know the owner. They know the history on the vehicle. Right now, this one, you can get it for $25,737. Just more than $1,000 off today only on this. Here's the best part of this. One owner, local trade, 53,000 miles on it. It's loaded up, all-wheel drive, new tires, heated and cooled seats, but 53,000 miles. My gosh. on a 2013 GMC Acadia. So that's a great deal. Big selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles. You save a ton of money on a car, truck, or SUV rather, that's like new. And most of the time, again, they, local owner, in this case, one owner, local trade, they know about it. It's worth the drive to see the huge selection of new and mint condition used vehicles at Pucklitz Chevrolet Buick. They're in West Main and Valley City, online at Pucklitz.com, PucklitzValleyCity.com. Pucklitz is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Okay, John's on the road. John, you got about 20 seconds, and then we'll finish this on the other side of the break. What's on your mind?
I appreciate it, Scott. Why can't the Trump administration renegotiate some of these Indian treaties that they have in place, that they're obsolete?
Renegotiate them? Yeah, I don't know. Top of my head, I'd say you're opening up a can of worms there, aren't you? You know,
I think some of this stuff has gotten so out of hand it needs to be looked at again.
What I'd like them to do, John, is reform sovereignty and have a robust discussion about how the system as it is not working, right? And that doesn't mean Native Americans were going to tell you how to do this. Hang on, John. We'll finish on the other side of the break.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com. Or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And of course, all day, every day. The PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources coming up here in a little bit. We'll have the latest on the numbers on how oil and gas production is faring as oil prices inch upwards. So any questions you have for Lynn, bring them on. Happy to talk with him. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer in our Talk Radio Town Hall. We normally do that on Wednesdays in this hour, but it is tomorrow today as Congressman Cramer is at that retreat with Republican members of Congress and the President and Vice President up in Pennsylvania. So they had to move that around. He'll actually be joining us from Philadelphia in that retreat, so maybe he'll put Donald Trump on the phone. I say we demand it. I think that's only fair. Tomorrow on the program, so stay tuned for that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA. Chris Berg from Point of View in just a second. John is finishing his point. We were talking before the break about your point was Donald Trump should renegotiate treaties. My point was that opens up a whole can of worms, and I think the whole treaty argument is honestly, can I say this kindly, playing the victim card, right? It is, you know, if you truly have a problem with a treaty that you believe you've been wrong, take it to court. We have ways to adjudicate that and go and say, hey, here's what I was supposed to get. I didn't get this, and will you fix this, right? Instead, what we do is bellyache about it and act like a victim generation after generation after generation rather than dealing with it. That having been said, I am not trying to minimize that there aren't many examples in our history where Native Americans have gotten a raw deal. They have. The point is, we are today at 2017. Let's deal with 2017. If we believe we've been wronged, deal with it with the, you know, the mechanisms we have in place, and then move forward, look ahead. And one of the ways I think they can move forward is saying, let's recognize the arrangement we have with the sovereignty afforded Native Americans for what they have given up is not working for them. Most importantly, it's not working for Native Americans. We can see that with a rampant third world country like poverty in many of the reservations. Let's sit Native Americans down with the Trump administration and others and say, how can we do it differently, better going forward? Wouldn't that be a better way? That's what I'm saying, John.
Absolutely. That would be a better way, because those treaties that were signed way back when don't even pertain to today's problems and issues. It has nothing to do with it. And the Indian people, they need to take responsibility for their actions. They blame us for everything that's wrong, and that's ridiculous. They create their own problems, and nobody ever wants to solve a problem, because if the problem is solved, the government money stops.
I have an example of that here, John. I appreciate your call, and keep listening and join the conversation anytime. Chris Berg is here from Point of View with Chris Berg, that you can watch 6:30 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, and also on West Dakota Fox 10:30 every evening. We had a call earlier about some of your questions for Chairman Dave Archambault last night, and more specifically his answers, that the one particular listener was just appalled that he wouldn't take more responsibility for him. And we played one of the cuts from the show last night, Chris, and I have a few from our conversation with him as well today to pick up on this point that John is talking about. I desperately want, and I believe you want, a conversation that says, let's agree on a set of things that we want to fix. And let's each bring something to the table to fix them and get beyond the same arguments that we've been dealing with the pipeline and water and treaties. Do you think that's possible?
I think it's possible, and I think that we need to do a better job of understanding where Dave is coming from. Now, do I think they should take responsibility? Yes. I think some of the challenges I have, I'll give you an example. I got a tweet about the interview from somebody that took place last night. When I asked him, hey, will you take responsibility? And here's what my point was when asking him, hey, are you going to help pay for some of these law enforcement expenses? And Scott, you probably hear this more than I do, but a lot of people feel that the relationships right now with the tribal nations are strained, specifically Standing Rock. And a lot of people that I talk to out around the casino area say, I'm never stepping foot in that casino again. So my point to him was, hey, so you put up maybe $1 million, maybe it's $2 million. I mean, there's $22 million in costs here. It's an olive branch. It's an investment to say to the people in the state, hey, I get it. This wasn't handled perfectly. We're willing to pony up here and create an olive branch. We want to build this bridge again. And even if you don't want to make that kind of investment in the law enforcement resources that were spent, I think it's a good decision on his part, because it's going to tell people, send a message, go, hey, we want you back. Come back to our casino. But my point to this tweet is, this person says, when I asked him about helping out to extend this olive branch, this is where I get so upset. person tweeting it, this is sort of like asking Jewish people to fund Hitler. You realize this, right? Unbelievable, man. He's trying to say that by us saying, hey, Standing Rock, do you accept any responsibility for what took place here? Are you willing to help build this bridge, you know, pay for some of this? Not all of it. Even some of it is just a sign. They want to say that we're asking him to fund him. I don't even get the thought process.
No, it's, again, it's buying into the victim mentality and saying that they don't own any of what's happened. I mean, he said, well, protest, well, that's not our deal. Right, I mean, there's a similar version to you that he did to me. That we didn't. We're doing a political and legal fight over here. The protest, that's grassroots. That's completely separate. Come on, Dave, you've been arrested yourself. That's part of the protest. I mean, the idea that somehow this is there's an arm's length distance here. I asked him, just his early reaction, and right away, again, I thought that there was some interesting answers in that, his response to, you know, reaction to what the president did. Listen to this, and let's talk about that a minute. Go ahead and roll cut one there, Todd.
I froze for a moment there. I don't have a cut one.
Way back at the beginning.
Oh, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. It just came up.
It's unfortunate, and I think that it would have been helpful for him to make any decision if he would have heard why there is resistance and give me or anyone an opportunity to express our concerns for this project. So we also have to challenge his the validity of his actions and whether or not he has the authority to circumvent federal law. I don't think executive orders were the intent were to override federal rulings, federal laws, federal statutes. We feel that our treaty rights are being violated. We feel that our water rights are being violated. NEPA, you know, everything, these statutes are in place so that it protects people and water. And it's not, they're not there so that money and greed can flourish.
All right, so money and greed flourishing, our treaty rights, our water rights, NEPA being trampled, kind of right back to the original arguments. Does that surprise you?
Yes, because I don't know what other chips he has to put on the table right now. And that's what I was trying to get at him last night is, hey, man, you guys put a lot of chips on the table gambling that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. That's not the case. You've got an incredible deal maker sitting in the Oval Office right now. What's your hand? What chips are you going to put on the table to at least extract something out of this for your tribe? I mean, let's be honest, Scott. I think the great accomplishment for him is that he had the largest tribal nation aggregation since the Battle of Little Bighorn. I mean, that's a long time ago.
But he's disowning that. I agree with you, by the way. That is the truly historic thing that happened here. And to the extent many of those people came here to do so peacefully, it's a good thing. But he's basically saying,
right, but that's my point is if I'm him, I want to leverage that into something for my tribe and tribal nations with this great deal maker in the Oval Office.
I agree with you. And he's not. He's stuck on, you know, treaty rights. And this thing's going to roll, and we're going to lose an opportunity here to do some good. So I agree with you. Chris Berg, watch him tonight.
By the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Have not had a chance to get all of your texts today, but I appreciate everybody weighing in. Get to as many as we can here. But one listener said, do you think the feds are ready for what's about to engulf our area here? Will they get involved and send law enforcement? I read posts daily from Chase Iron Eyes, and he is encouraging people to come. And those people in several posts yesterday mentioned exercising your Second Amendment right and saying there will be bloodshed. Kind of scary. First of all, I think the feds will come. I think that there is a difference in the readiness for whatever will come. And I don't think as much is going to come. I really don't. I think a big part of this has already been fought. You're going to have a few more dead enders that are going to try to do this. And what Chase Iron Eyes has reduced himself to is a keyboard warrior. So he is on talking to a small group of people. It looks big on Facebook because you might have, hundreds of posts or a video that gets 15,000 views or whatever. But again, it's from that. It's sort of activist Native American community that are all over that talk big. Right. And there's many of them. And, you know, if you took every threat like what Chase Iron Eyes has thrown out, that's been put out there by Native American groups and different social media sites and everything collectively and said, here's everything they said they were going to do. 1% of it's come to be. I'm serious. It's a lot of talk. It's keyboard warriors. And I think in my mind, it's my opinion only, they've played that card here. I really believe that. And so there'll be some of it. I just don't think it's going to get as big as before. I think this is all going to happen rather quickly. And I think whatever does come, they're going to be prepared for. You know, my particular take on it. I really do. What can we do to help Native Americans empower themselves with the knowledge that they have a constitutional right to leave the reservation, acquire a skill, a trade, education that will provide a better life than they have? Some of that's cultural. Some of that is the availability of other things. Those are the kind of questions I think it'd be so great to begin to answer rather than why wasn't the pipeline routed north of Bismarck rather than where it is and all these dumb folklore, boogeyman myths that have been invented to suggest that people are just out to jam it to Standing Rock. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And, let's take on some of those issues. Much prefer that. Last text, Scott, please get the word out that not all the Supreme Court nominees from the list the president has have pro-life positions. Please look at the research that Phyllis Schlafly's son Andy has done We're 90% of the way to get a true constitutional conservative back on the court. We can't drop the ball now. I like Pryor, and I love that Jeff Sessions, a good friend of President Trump's, is promoting William Pryor. He's one of the three that supposedly is now the final list. I think you're talking about the bigger list of ones that came out during the campaign. Next week sounds like that discussion is going to heat up, so we will indeed follow that and look to some of those that have informed our opinions on the candidates in the past, again in the future, here on What's On Your Mind. So look forward to that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can. North Dakota Oil does. You talk about what the president did this week in the way of the presidential memoranda. What's the first thing he mentioned as he signed seven or eight of those orders? Jobs. Jobs. That's what he mentioned. That's something that North Dakota Oil Can has been about from the get-go. Employment opportunities, economic opportunities, new businesses, jobs that come from that. Follow them on Facebook. Keep tabs with them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, one of our fine sponsors. Our next guest is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Your questions welcome for him. He has some new numbers in from late last year on the month of November in the director's cut to tell us how oil and gas production is faring. And joins us monthly on the program to take a look at those numbers. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. It's snowing again in Bismarck.
That's what I understand. Yeah, we've had plenty of that this year, haven't we?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. But it is winter, and it does snow, so I think we'll be okay.
I think you're right. We are North Dakotans.
Exactly right. What is on your mind today?
Well, we were going to talk about November production, and it was encouraging. We stayed above a million barrels of oil a day, and we saw record natural gas production numbers with falling flaring numbers. So very much on the positive side. It was down 10,000 barrels a day, and we think that's the trend. But operators took advantage of the great weather in October and November and the better oil prices to put wells on production and actually do some hydraulic fracturing. So that was encouraging. Now, we all know what happened in December and what's going on in January, and the weather is not helping our oil and gas business or our operators much at all. So we're getting a lot of reports of wells where they're plowing the road so they can get in and safely shut the well down, but it's probably going to stay down until spring. So that production number will drop, but I think I was most encouraged by record natural gas production with a significant drop in flaring. And so you can just see that the collaborative effort of the Industrial Commission and the industry to build out that gas processing and gathering infrastructure and to backstop that with the gas capture plans and goals has really worked.
I recall some concern on your part that once we did dip below a million before we dip back up, that we might be below a million for a while. Did the price of oil come up fast enough where that might not necessarily be the case going forward here for any length of time anyway?
I think we still anticipate staying down in that 900,000 to a million barrel a day range for a while. The hydraulic fracturing is going to help, but we really have to get more rigs in the field in order to turn that curve around and really start to build production again. And that doesn't happen until $60 oil. So we are now, about 54 days into the 90 days above $50 a barrel that makes people feel really good about hiring frac crews, and you saw that Halliburton's holding the job fair in Williston. So those numbers are right. That's what people are keying in on. And when we get a little bit better weather, we get some relief here, I think we can expect some significant change in that uncompleted well category. But that is only going to be good enough to maintain production. It's not going to be enough to build production. We got to have drilling rigs.
And the drilling rigs are going to come in significant numbers once the $60 average is 90 days? In other words, you said all along, we got to hold it 40, Scott, for 90 days, and we'll bring some comments. Got to hold it 50 for 90 days, and as you say, we're, 54 days into that, so not quite there. Where do the rig numbers start to uptick significantly? What time frame?
That really doesn't happen until $60 oil. Now, I think we're expecting some minimal increase in rig count. Operators have indicated to me that they're sure going to get that number up into the 50 drilling rig range by the end of this year. But we're not seeing $60 oil until 2018 or beyond. There just really are a lot of factors that are going to tend to hold oil below that $60 price, trending-wise, until 2018, till we work through some world storage inventories and all these 5,000 uncompleted wells that we have nationwide get completed, and all of that works its way through the system. So we're probably a year or more out from $60 oil.
And your take on when, obviously, once we get to that point, what kind of a growth we're looking at, what kind of a growth curve in that, because the real production growth, as you say, is going to take $60 oil, and that's when the rigs come. And we got rig count of 33 in October, 37 in November, 40 in December. What kind of numbers will it take, knowing we have a lot more efficiencies now, to start the growth numbers up rather significantly?
Well, what people are talking about is once we sustain above that $60 price, we ought to see 50% increases in rig count year over year. So we should jump to 75 rigs in late 2018, early 2019, above 100, maybe in the 110 range, 19 and 20-wise, and probably peak out somewhere between 125 and 150 drilling rigs thereafter. With the efficiencies, that's plenty of drilling rigs to handle all the wells that need to be drilled over the next 15 or 20 years. So we're not going to go – nobody expects to go back to the craziness of 2012 and 2013 with 218 drilling rigs and single well pads and rigs moving all the time everywhere. Much more measured. Much more predictable growth.
And the wells that were capped because the price was so low, give me an update on the pace at which those wells are being fracked. Weather's a factor, as you mentioned earlier, but outside of weather, how are we doing?
Well, we're actually seeing frack crews, being recruited and an increase. We had gotten down as low as 5 frack crews in the state. We're now at 12, and the expectation is by second or third quarter of this year, we might see 20 frac crews going. So that means that by year end, we should see maybe a 35-40% reduction in those uncompleted wells. And that's going to really help us maintain production and stay north of that 900,000 barrel a day number. So I think we've got a good floor under this thing, but I guess the unfortunate thing is with all this oil in storage and all of the uncompleted wells, there's a ceiling on this thing too, and looks like that price band is between $50 and $60 for the foreseeable future.
Karen has a question for you. Karen, hold tight. We have a break coming up here, but when we come back from the break, we'll get your question in for Lennon. I also want to talk a little bit about those natural gas numbers, the record production there, as you mentioned, and flaring at a low. So that's good piece of news that we can unpack, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, Lynn, if you would.
Yes,
more,
sir.
Yes, more for our guest, Lynn Helms, after a short break on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botno, Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn, Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen cut. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Simpler than that, and encourage you to get the best deal on the planet Earth. Where's my calendar? There's not much of January left, and we have this deal through the end of the month where you get two standard queen MyPillow premiums and two go-anywhere pillows. That's four pillows, folks, for $99.98. Four pillows for $99.98. They come with a 10-year warranty. They won't go flat. Machine washable, dryable. You're going to have this. This thing is like, you take the four pillows for $99.98, you take a 10-year warranty, you got pennies a night you're paying for incredible sleep. And a 60-night money-back guarantee just so you can make sure this one's for you. There's really no risk in this. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the great deal, or call 800-506-9028. Back with Lynn Helms in our final segment on What's on Your Mind for a Wednesday. Karen and Fargo, go ahead for Lynn.
Well, actually, I was going to ask about more natural gas production, so I was very happy to hear that there's less flaring and more natural gas.
We both had the same question, yeah. So flaring has been a problem, especially for the extreme environmentalists. Obviously, nobody, even in the industry, likes it, and there's always been the thought that there will be a solution, and there will be gathering systems, and as challenging as that can be, mostly from the federal government and permits, it's happening. So progress, as predicted, is happening. Lynn, is that how we chalk this up, or what's going on?
No, that's absolutely right. Karen asks a great question. So natural gas continues to increase, even though oil production falls, and that's because the area where they're drilling the wells produce a lot more gas with every barrel of oil. So staying focused on natural gas is really good for us. In the face of record natural gas production, though, we saw gas capture increase to 89% statewide, 90% in the Bakken, which is near a record and well above the requirement that the commission has set for industry of 85%. Soon, in November 1 of 2018, that'll increase to 88%. So we're going to keep pressing industry to move forward. Some of the discussions I've heard in the legislature are to try to find ways to get that natural gas to parts of the state that currently don't have natural gas infrastructure for utilities and for consumers. And I think that value-added use of these products is going to be really important for North Dakota's economy, too, not just exporting all these commodities. But number one, we need to stay focused on capturing and processing that stuff and making sure it gets to market instead of flaring it.
Karen, thanks for the call. A couple of other questions here. One texter says, for Lynn, what does the S&P report that came out mean for North Dakota? I assume they're talking about this report. S&P Global Ratings report came out and said that as oil prices dipped, that Alaska, Louisiana, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Wyoming all had, their economy shrink and hit recession, six of the eight top oil-pumping states. What does it mean to you, Lynn?
Well, it means that as a state, we have to tighten our belt, and we're certainly doing that at our agency. We have allowed some vacant positions to stay vacant so that we're not using state revenues that don't need to be used. And I think all the agencies are being asked to trim their budgets, look at their budgets, and look at more efficient ways of doing things. It does mean that there's going to be less money spent on infrastructure and things like that. But I also noticed there was a recent article that rated North Dakota as the number one place to raise children. And so even in the face of all that, we saw record population in the state of North Dakota, and we see the population continuing to get younger, people of childbearing age. That's going to be really important for our long-term future. So, we took a hit here in the short term, but the long-term prospects for North Dakota are still incredibly bright.
Larry in Southwest Minnesota, question for Lynn Helms. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, a member of our family owned 57 acres of oil boom, but just cured his estate after he died. And I contacted the Minnesota Attorney General's office, and the lawyer there said, I can't comment on it. I contacted the legislature and asked for an investigation.
Larry, I unfortunately, and I'm guessing Lynn cannot hear you just because it sounds like your cell phone is breaking up there a little bit. If you want to hang on, I'll try and get some information off air from you and be able to pass on the question to Lynn, but I'm unfortunately not able to hear you.
Please do that. Let's put it in an email and get it in here, and we will get a response back to Larry.
Yeah, I'd like to get you an answer, so just hang on there, and hopefully that signal will improve. Dan says, are we seeing any effect on oil prices with U.S. oil now available on the world market? Got about half a minute for the answer, Lynn.
Yes, I think we are. We have seen a huge shift. Oil prices on the Gulf Coast have come in line with West Texas, Cushing, Oklahoma prices. But prices on the East and West Coast still are better than Gulf Coast or Mid-America. And so, yeah, we're seeing oil exports out of the Gulf Coast really force prices down in that area and impact prices in Europe even.
Appreciate that comment and all the questions as always. And Len, your time, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Fantastic. Let's do that. Have a great day.
You as well. Back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, and Congressman Kramer from the congressional retreat with President Trump in Philadelphia. It will be an interesting hour. Get your questions ready for him anytime. Get them in now. See you tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye. Scott Hanlon here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money-back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.